Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanctioned Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hi, I'm Marcy Johnston, and I'm part of the Sanctioned Love Ministry team. And I want to share something I've been thinking about. I've been working some things out in my life around the connection between faith and belief. I know they are so important to work together. And I feel like I have spent too much time waiting to take action, waiting for belief before I take action. And I felt convicted about that I needed to give that a ponder. Well, the Holy Spirit is a great comforter and a great helper. And he came along and he showed me a picture. I actually saw in my spirit eye a set of stairs. And the first step had the word faith on it. And so he said, step up. I want you to step on up onto faith because you know who I am. You know what I've said. You know my promises. So I stepped onto faith, and he said, now, with that faith, I'm gonna ask you to move on that faith and step off that faith and lift your foot and go up onto belief. And so I did, and there was something about that visual that helped me so much. And I was like, wow, this is cool. And then Holy Spirit said, now keep going. So I looked up, and the next step said, faith. And then I looked up and I could see faith, belief. And gradually I found myself in a place that was above fear. It was above doubt and anxiety. And I had this feeling of a position of rest. It was really it really blessed my heart and my processing with it. So I just want to share an example with you about a recent thing I've walked through where I got to really apply this stair-stepping, and that I had been struggling with some areas in my health and ended up finding out that that was causing me to have anxiety and fear, had some things happening that I knew God was not from the Lord and I needed to get a hold on it. And so I do know who God is. That's faith, right? Knowing who God is. And so he said, you know who I am. That's that faith step. And so now I'm going to ask you to step into, this is regarding healing. I'm going to ask you to step into the picture I'm going to show you. And that picture that he showed me was him laying on his tummy. Jesus laying on his stomach and his back being bared and the stripes were laid open. I could see the stripes. And he said, now I want you to step into my stripe. And so I was like, wow. And so I had faith in who he was, that he did die and paid a great price for my healing. So I stepped into the stripe and he said, now lay down and notice the way that my skin comes up around you. And I did that. I just closed my eyes and I did that. And that was the step, the movement of believe. So it laid and I believed. And that has been a process I've been doing with my walk around healing and around fear and anxiety. And what I've learned is that in that place of faith, belief, faith to know who he is, faith to get into the stripe, the belief to be there. I have found myself in a wonderful place of rest around healing. So I just want you to think about that. Share that with you, because it's been such a beautiful discovery for me that he's helping me rest beautifully in his provision of healing. I am healed. I am learning to rest in that healing. And that has been an amazing journey. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.